This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The last few days have brought even more tornadoes to the middle part of the country, including a small one that essentially retraced the path of a devastating twister that killed 24 people and displaced thousands in May. Disasters, some argue, are great equalizers, striking rich and poor alike. But do the bonds forged in crisis survive recovery? Marketplace's Wealth and Poverty reporter Chrissy Clark brings us a story from Moore, Oklahoma, about an unlikely friendship born on the May 20th tornado.
Hello.
Hey, Sherry, where are you at?
Sherry Plumley and Katrina Finley talk on the phone a lot these days.
Katrina, did you forget about our 2 o'clock car appointment?
They fix tornado damage to their cars together. They pick up donated clothes together. And yet, until 2 weeks ago, they had never met.
We might have ran into each other at the store, but we wouldn't have known each other to say hi or nothing.
As destructive as tornadoes are, they also bring unexpected things together. Mattresses wind up in treetops, and people from different walks of life wind up at the same Red Cross shelter. Sherry Plumley, she's a school cook, lives with her husband and 2 kids.
We're about mid-class. We have a nice house.
Which they own.
We have nice furniture. We have an Xbox, and the kids aren't lacking anything.
Katrina Finley, she's a single mom with 3 kids who all have special needs. She's unemployed and on disability.
It's enough to pay the bills, and then we are sunk.
When they first met at the shelter, Sherry says it was not love at first sight.
She was kind of irritating at first, and I told her that.
But their kids started hanging out, and the moms started talking about life, about the tornado. Sherry had ridden it out in a high school gym and was waiting for her neighborhood to reopen so she could see how her house had fared. Katrina had been signing a lease at a low-income housing project when the tornado hit, and it had leveled her new home. As they shared stories, Sherry realized how freaked out Katrina was.
If you don't get someone to smile, they're going to stay that way, so. We went to Taco Bell. That cheered her up.
Even now, Katrina and Sherry don't see their friendship in exactly the same way. Katrina, the single mom on disability, sees how much they have in common.
We're in the same disaster. We all got affected by it, and we all bonded.
Sherry, the middle-class homeowner, sees how different they are.
You have all this money, and then, hate to say this, but God knocks you down. He wants you to see the other side of having nothing.
Now their paths are starting to diverge again. Sherry's house survived the storm and she's moved back. Katrina's still figuring out where to live. Once she does,
we'll be inviting everybody over and having little cookouts.
Sherry's a little more ambivalent.
They all know where I live at too. Lord help me. No, I'm just kidding. But I think we will.
Katrina says she's already found a donated grill. I'm Chrissy Clark from Marketplace.